I have tricks in my pocket. I have things up my sleeve. But I'm the opposite of a stage magician. He gives you illusion that has the appearance of truth. I give you truth in the pleasant disguise of illusion. To begin with, I turn back time. I reverse it to that quaint period, the 30s, when the huge middle class of America was matriculating in a school for the blind. Their eyes had failed them, or they had failed their eyes. And so they were having their fingers pressed forcibly down on the fiery Braille alphabet of a dissolving economy. In Spain, there was revolution. Here, there was only shouting and confusion. In Spain, there was Guernica. Here, there were disturbances of labor, sometimes pretty violent. In otherwise peaceful cities such as Chicago, Cleveland, St. Louis. This is the social background of the play. The play is memory. Being a memory play, it is dimly lighted, it is sentimental, it is not realistic. In memory, everything seems to happen to music. I am the narrator of the play and also a character in it. The other characters are my mother Amanda, my sister Laura, and the gentleman caller who appears in the final scenes. He is the most realistic character in the play, being an emissary from a world of reality that we were somehow set apart from. But since I have a poet's weakness for symbols, I am using this character also as a symbol. He is the long-delayed, but always expected, something that we live for. There is a fifth character in the play who doesn't appear except in this larger-than-life-size photograph over the mantel. This is our father, who left us a long time ago. He was a telephone man who fell in love with long distance. He gave up his job with the telephone company and skipped the light fantastic out of town. The last we heard of him was a picture postcard from Mazatlan on the Pacific coast of Mexico, containing a message of two words, hello, goodbye, and no address. I think the rest of the play will explain itself. Yes, Mother.
We can't say grace until you come to the table.
I'm coming.
For these and all thy mercies, God's holy name be praised.
Amen.